Good morning. Okay. How many of you have ever been asked to teach somebody something? Nobody. All right. How many of you have been asked, will you show me how to do this? No? You have. Good. Yeah, nobody's ever asked you how to. Have you ever shown anybody to do something? You look at each Okay, good. Let's just suppose a neighbor came over, okay, and they says, I want you to show me how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Would you know how? Would you? I'm going to show you how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, okay? Got a plate, right? Then you got a piece of bread. It's going to be a small sandwich, not two pieces. Okay, then what do you need? Good, that's a good one. We take out the peanut butter. And what do you need to get that out? What else do you need? A knife. Okay, we got a knife. And we go in there, we get the peanut butter out, and then what do we do? What do? You spread it on the bread, right? Okay. So we take it out, we spread it on. We're gonna do a half a piece. We're gonna spread this on a half a piece of bread. All right. What else do we need? Jelly. All right. What's your favorite jelly? Grape jelly? I'll be. That's what I've got. Grape jelly. Okay. We take out the grape jelly, right? And we go all over the place. Okay. Now what do? Spread it, right? Take the knife. Okay. Spread on the bread. Just like that. All right. Then what? Then you eat it. Okay. This piece, we're going to fold it in half, and we're going to eat it. I won't, because I don't want to talk with food in my mouth and get it all over you. That's how you make a peanut butter and jelly. Anybody want it? No takers? All right. You're lost. That's how you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you think after teaching them, your neighbor would know how to do it? Sure they would. Because you taught them how to do it. You taught them properly. Jesus went away, as he always did, early in the morning before the sun got up. And you know what he did before the sun got up in the morning? And everybody else did? Any idea? He prayed. Yeah. Every day he got up before the sun and he went by himself somewhere and he prayed to God. Well, one day he came back after his praying, and the disciples got up and saw him coming back, and you know what they asked him? Jesus, will you teach us how to pray? It's kind of like your neighbor coming over. Will you teach me how to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich? And Jesus says, sure, I'll teach you how to pray. And you know what he told them? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And he taught them the Lord's Prayer. And he says, when you pray, you pray like this. Now, he didn't mean just memorize the prayer and recite it. There's things in there that we need to learn to pray about. To honor God, to ask for forgiveness, and to know that God will provide all of our needs. Okay? So Jesus taught him how to pray. John the Baptist taught his disciples how to pray. I taught you how to make a PB&J sandwich, right? And now you can teach somebody else if they don't know how and have a good lunch. So we're always teaching somebody something. The important thing is to know how to pray, because God wants to talk to us. Prayer is talking to God. All righty? I'll let you get up because I'm older.